You're listening to SBS News.
You can still hear the scars and trauma in his voice when Malcolm Hackett tells a story of how he lost his property in the Strathewen Valley in Victoria.
One of the things I learned is that fire, it just exploits any flaw in your plans, and everything can be undone by one weakness.
The Black Summer bushfires were particularly bad in New South Wales and the ACT, but bushfires also affected every corner of the country: Victoria, Queensland, South Australia, Western Australia and Tasmania. 33 people died as a result of the catastrophic fires, 25 of those in New South Wales. The fires are estimated to have produced up to 1.2 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, burnt national parks, land and property on a scale never seen before. Malcolm Hackett already had a few experiences with fire on his property before, and he thought he knew what would happen if his property was threatened.
We'd prepared the landscape pretty well, and the machinery was put away in clean sheds. There was no ground fuel and no debris around, and we had plenty of water, two high pressure fire pumps, four hoses placed strategically around to defend the house and the sheds.
Sadly, a windy change which caused embers to fill the sky around him as he defended his home became his painful undoing.
So defending the house with water was plan A, and we didn't have a plan B. I'd focused my thinking on flames and nowhere enough on the threat from embers. And in our case, it was a rotted window frame ignited when the embers built up against it and the flames spread into the roof cavity. And it was, the whole house was engulfed in 15 minutes. We had some clear land, so our lives weren't in danger, and we wouldn't have stayed there if there had been a threat to our survival.
The CSIRO has developed a guide to help people understand the bushfire risk to their homes and surrounds and how to build their resilience. It's designed to give a more in-depth understanding as the bushfire threat intensifies for Australians everywhere. People who use the guide will learn to understand how bushfires interact with homes and gardens. It shows how you can use principles of design to reduce bushfire risks and improve upon existing bushfire regulatory controls, among other things designed to increase the rates of survival.
This new best practice guide, it really provides an excellent pathway into doing that research and doing that planning. When I looked at it, it seems to me the topic lists give you an overview of what you need to know, what sort of knowledge you've got to have, what knowledge you're going to need to acquire. So it's really telling you, here's the terrain, you're going to need to explore all of these things.
But there is a gap between rules that apply to new houses and the risks that existing and older houses pose in a bushfire environment. Mark Holland is from the Victorian Country Fire Authority.
An existing house, the first thing I would say is consider your landscaping. So you can adopt measures like shutters and things that can be quite a big investment to get there. But you know, minor things in landscaping, redoing your paths around your home to get some separation between your garden and windows and those sorts of things aren't necessarily all that expensive, but can have a huge benefit in the house's survival.
But there's much more that can be done when building a new house in a bushfire-prone area.
You may find that you don't even need to spend substantially more if you make intelligent choices, but some of the big choices, the early on ones in design terms that sort of set the blueprint, like the siting of the structure and the way the road goes in, really have big impacts for what then happens next.
As someone who has gone through the real experience of losing a home to fire, Malcolm Hackett believes you can never be too prepared.
They need to have plan A through to about plan Z, and when they all fail, they need to be able to be somewhere safe that they can watch the house burn down.
Diana Damjanovic, SBS News.